Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast,
where we answer the questions you want to hear about parenthood
and provide you with real, honest advice for every stage of your parenting journey.
Whether you're a parent-to-be, a new mum like me, navigating those sleepless nights,
or a more experienced parent facing the challenges of raising older kids like me,
we've got you covered with relatable stories, expert insights, and plenty of laughs along the way.
So grab your headphones, a cup of coffee, or maybe something stronger,
and let's get real about parenting.
We're not going to be sugarcoating anything, from punamis to piles. Nothing is off limits at Mum's the Word.
It's a podcast for all the parents out there, our own little club.
Mum's the Word.
Listen wherever you get your podcast from.
And hit follow so you don't miss an episode.
She's fluttering her eyelashes at me.
I'm back. I'm back, baby.
Baby, she's back. Hello, hello, and... What is wrong with me, Soph? Oh, today... Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips with myself, Robin Richford, and of course, Sophie Brown. Hi, Sophie.
That's me.
Hello. That's you. She's just got her eyelashes done, guys, so she's like feeling like a new woman.
I'm looking at myself. I'm like, you know when sometimes if you get your makeup done and you get something changed at first, you're like, oh God, comes on a bit strong. And I'm like, oh, but I'm going to Dubai, guys, so I'm trying to get glam, trying to get on their level.
Do you know, I've never got on the eyelash trend. I don't know why.
Really? Oh my God. Yeah. So pre-show, I was obsessed. I used to get them all the time, infills all the time, but I didn't used to wear much makeup. I'd put a bit of tan on, have my lashes. Perfect. Yeah. I loved it. But I think, yeah, when I was on TV, I was like, I just can't be that person that has all, you know, the sparse gaps in their eyes. I was like, I'm just going to have to go natural and then put lashes on for like, you know, the dinner parties and stuff.
Ah, okay, I see. So you didn't actually have them for the show, is that what you mean?
Yeah, so I had them taken off and then I never got them since. But I used to be an avid eyelash person. But it is nice to have them back on. I'm like, yeah, looking at them, checking them out.
I always think they look great on everyone else. I don't know if it's because I've honestly got the smallest little pee hole eyes, honestly. I have the tiniest eyes. And I don't know if they just... I don't even really like strip lashes. Like, they've got to be really fine. I like to kind of cut them in half and just do like a half lash. I'm kind of like, yeah, I'm a bit fussy maybe. Oh, maybe that's why.
I get what you mean, because I think I used to have a bit of a different style and I'd have them longer in the middle, but I like a bit of a cat eye. Like, I just think it's a bit sexier on my eyes. And whenever I do individuals, I'll just put them on the outside. But if you just go to someone and then they just do them, I know what you mean, because especially if you don't have the biggest eyes, it can really like overshadow them and they're quite heavy. And the only thing I don't like is like sometimes you'll like take a picture or like where I've got a bit of a fringe, my own hair will like pull the lash down.
Squinty eye.
But now I'm liking them, but I'm just prepping myself for some winter sun.
Oh, babe, I am so freaking jealous, honestly. If you weren't my friend, I wouldn't want to talk to you, if I'm honest.
Everyone mute me on Instagram.
So what are you going for? Are you going out for like a couple of weeks as a holiday? A
couple of weeks? No, I would. No, it's only 5 nights, but it's only my first time. So it's just me and a friend, me and a gal pal. We got an apartment instead of a hotel. So we got bedroom each, bathroom each, which I like. But a chill place, balcony. Because I wanted to do a hotel, but everybody's in, like, it's such a popular time to go to Dubai. I've also found out it's the F1 at the weekend. And
shut up.
Yeah, and it's a national holiday. So it's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, that's going to be so good. Do you know, I've only ever been to Dubai for like one day. When I was like working on the cruise ships, we literally stopped there and it was actually one day. And it's just so sparse is what I would kind of describe as. Like everything's so far away, it feels like. It feels like I don't really, I mean, I might be completely wrong and I'm sure it's changed loads, but like I feel like you don't really like walk anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like I feel like what you kind of do is like get a car to wherever you're going or, you know, and then whenever you're there, you can kind of walk around whatever area it is. It's just, it's very bougie, very bougie.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of things about it. I think it's going to be almost like I'm in an alternate universe or like another world, but I can really see myself just being like, oh my God, in love with it straight away. Like that's what I'm not worried about that, but I'm like, I feel like I might just go there and be like, you know, why is it taking me this long to visit? But maybe that's a good thing.
I'd love to do like the brunch scene and stuff. I imagine that's what you're going to do. A little boozy brunch and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure that's so fun.
Defo. Yeah. And we're going to do, I think hopefully do like quad biking or, you know, like the things on the sand dunes and stuff.
Of course you are. Do it for the gram, girl.
I love stuff like that anyway, but we're doing it so last minute. But to be fair, I've spoken to a few people and it's fine. I think you can generally just book stuff when you're there, so let's hope so.
Oh, we'll have the best time. Not that I'm saying goodbye to you right now, because we need to chat first. I'll be living it up and, you know, the winter markets in the UK. Woo! It's honestly about -5 today. It is so cold. There's not a cloud in the sky, so it's like a really nice cold, but gosh, I think it's just hitting so different this year. I'm like, It is.
I have to show you. I don't know if you see me post about these. I've got my like moon boots from, H&M, but I'm like obsessed with them. And I've got my all-in-one on. I'm giving such après ski vibes. I walked back from my lash appointment and it is chilly. Like it is, but it's so sunny. It's like, I love that though, when it's like winter sun. But cold.
She actually does look like she's going skiing. She's got a full, like, I'd describe it as like a cat suit all in one. Like proper tight, fluffy boots.
Yeah,
V cute
fresh blow dry.
Of course. Obs. You'll be proud of me. I actually did my hair today for once.
It looks beautiful.
And then I left and then I was like, oh great, the wind just went boom, and I was like, no fringe, great, love that for me.
Still cute, still rocking it.
I actually saw a clip on TikTok that really made me think, right?
Yeah.
So do you wear full pants or not?
Never.
See, I think that. Basically, I saw this clip on TikTok and it was basically talking about like wearing like full pants rather than like a thong.
No.
In the winter.
I exclusively wear thongs. Like I know it's probably not the best, but literally that's all I wear. So...
Yeah, but I just can't like, but apparently the whole thing of the TikTok is like, it's healthier in the winter to wear like a full pant because you're like, because you're like keeping the heat in or something. I don't really know. But I was just like, oh my gosh, like maybe there comes a point in life where you go, right, winter's here, get the pants out.
I mean, I feel like at some point in our lives, there will probably be a point where we do switch from a thong to a normal pants, but I'm not there yet.
I reckon kids might change it.
Yeah,
I reckon people our age, let us know. Actually,
yeah,
slide in the DMs, let us know. I bet you people our age that have had kids are probably like, yeah, do you know what, I'm over it, get me the pants.
Yeah, because I bet after childbirth you have to wear some pretty hefty pants and then you probably never turn back, to be honest.
Well, yeah, there was a moment actually after I had my operation, I had to wear like what can only be described as a fucking nappy.
Yeah.
And by the way, I wasn't like going to the toilet in the nappy, obviously. But basically it's just because of all your stitches and stuff like that. And you know what, there was a moment when I was like, am I ever gonna go back? Is it ever gonna happen? I did, just to clarify, no nappies. Okay, on that note, should we get onto our topic today?
Let's, yeah, it's an interesting one today. I feel like it's spoken about all the time. Who has been ghosted or ghosted anyone?
Are you a ghoster, Soph?
Well, funny that we are talking about this because unintentionally, like, for example, I can't find someone that I need to reply to that asked me out on a date that I met. And I would like to, but I can't find his name or where he is. So now I technically am kind of ghosting him because I've just not replied. But that was unintentional, I'd say.
I want to know, like, when ghosting becomes ghosting, though. Do you know what I mean?
I think you have to have some kind of relationship, not relationship, but like you have to have been speaking to them, I think, a bit. I don't think it correlates if like you've only exchanged a couple of messages and then you just like blank them or they blank you. I think full on ghosting is when like it comes out of nowhere and they do it off the back of actually having
seen each other. I know what you mean by that, because I do think that it gets like thrown around.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh yeah, you know, they ghosted me. And I'm like, did they though? Or did you just not go on a date? And I know some people are like, yeah, but all you have to do is send a message to say like, no thanks, don't want to see you. And I'm like, I don't imagine those messages go down all that well. So, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think sometimes it can be a little intense. I remember, I remember dating a guy.
Mm.
And we had been on maybe like 3 dates, maybe. Yeah. So I'd say that's kind of dating, but like you're not really seeing each other. Like it was like maybe 3 dates and it was quite sparse and things like that. Anyway, it got to it and I was just like, oh God, I don't want to see him again. You know, after 3 dates, you're like, you know whether or not you like him. So I was like, I don't like him. So I'll say, you know, I don't want to see you again. So I sent him this message and I just said, oh, like, you know, I don't think I want to like see you again. Like, thank you so much. Like, it's been fun. Oh my gosh. The reply I got, so.
Was it like, I didn't even want to see you anyway or something? Or
no, it was like, you are the most selfish person I have ever met. It was basically he had like a important week in work or something like that. And I was only young, like I was probably about maybe 23 and I think he was like 29. And I do think an age thing then comes into that, like, because I do think like the way that you act when you're 23 is different to 29. So maybe I thought wasn't a big deal, maybe was more of a big deal. But yeah, and I just remember him being like, this is the most important week of my life and work, and you've waited till this week to tell me and all of this. And I was just like, oh my God. And then I didn't reply because he sent this huge essay and I'm not an essay like writer at all. Well, you know that I hardly ever text. And I was just like, oh gosh, I won't reply. And then he messages me, oh, so now you're just gonna ignore me. And I'm like, oh, this is awful. Like, but what more do you, I don't know, what more do you say? I don't know, sometimes I just think maybe less said the better. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes I don't think you can win. And if you say something, and you also run the risk of them being like, just doing the exact same, being like, oh well, I didn't care anyway, like that's embarrassing that, you know, you even kind of thought.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Like if you say I don't want to see you anymore, it's almost as if you thought it was more official than it maybe was. Is that what
yes
you mean?
Exactly. So yeah. The name might be like, so that, because I worry about things like that, because there's so many times where I've thought things might be a bit more of a thing and then it's just clear they're not. So like I try not to even say anything like that, because I'm just like, the amount of times, I don't know, and it's just an awkward situation. I don't think I've ghosted anyone really badly, because like it isn't a nice thing to do. Sometimes though, I just think, you know, is it really worth the time? Like if you've not seen each other that many times or spoken that much, I mean,
I know.
I'm sure they'll get over it.
I know. I think it's really hard. Like I do think, like, you know, I've got some friends that are like, ghosting absolutely never acceptable. And like, I do understand that, but I'm also a bit like, what is ghosting? Because, you know, to me, ghosting is like, you know, you've been maybe on, I don't know, 3 or 4 dates with someone and you're like, okay, like, you know, are you able to meet on Tuesday? And then they just never reply to you ever again.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's just wild. That's so rude.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I don't know if like maybe taking like 3 days to reply isn't ideal, in the sense that like, well, they're obviously not that into you. But I don't really class that as ghosting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I think if you've been on multiple dates and then they want to like arrange another one and you just ignore them, I do think that's rude. I think you can just be honest and be like, whatever the reason is, or even if you just make something up. Like, I think it's good to communicate, because, you know, I don't know, if you go on more than one date and you spent a lot of time with them, it's just a shit feeling to get ghosted. Like, it is. And you like trusting yourself, because you're like, especially if you think it's going all right, you're like, well, what did I do?
No, I know what you mean. It kind of leaves you with your own thoughts. But I do think, like, I don't know if ghosting on dating apps is actually a thing unless you've actually made up. Unless you've actually met up. Because, like, I've had friends who are like, oh, yeah, like, oh, I've just, I just got ghosted on the app. And I'm like, is that ghost signal? Mm. Yeah, we were kind of chatting.
I'm sorry.
Like,
if you've not moved out of the app, it's not that serious.
Oh, Soph. Okay.
Come on. You don't think? I mean, I don't really speak to people that much on dating apps anyway. It does take quite a lot for it to come off the app. So maybe that's just... Do people completely organize the dates within the app? Maybe they do. I would say that I generally, like, you know, would be then messaging them on WhatsApp or whatever rather than...
Oh, so you'd give them your number? Oh, I don't know, though, if I'd give them my number. I don't really want, like, randoms having my number.
Well, I shouldn't do this. I'm an idiot. I do this. Side note. Yeah, don't do this. Don't give out your number. Side note, I got a call. I always pick up calls. I always pick up random calls. Got a call the other day, completely random number. It's a guy I met, right, in a bar in London. If anybody knows it, because this is hilarious, it was at Inferno's.
Oh, my God. So
the only time I've ever been.
If you meet anyone in Inferno's, that is just...
Well, put it this way. He was definitely younger than me.
Did he have on boat shoes? I bet he does.
I can't remember it.
Boat shoes, no socks, a linen shirt. I can see him now. He's a Clapton boy.
No, I don't know that he was, though. He's more of a geezer, but like, he was younger than me. Oh. Which I'm not that interested in, to be honest. But I don't know why I gave him my number. I do it to be nice in the moment, and then I realize I can't just go change my number. So now all these people have my fucking personal number. So I'm like, oh dear.
So you need a dating phone, babe. You know, people have work phones, you need a dating one.
But yeah, I didn't meet up with him. But yeah, he rang me the other day. Had no idea who it was. He was like, yeah, we met in a bar. He didn't even remember, like, or say what bar it was. In London, you're with your friend. Works it out, right? It's when I had fucking brown hair. We're talking, you know, 8 months ago. Like, it wasn't... why is he randomly ringing me now? I'm like... And then he texts me the other day being like, oh, did you come down? Because he was like, if you're next in London, I was like, oh, I might be down at the weekend or something. I don't know. I just said that. And then, yeah, he texts me like, oh, were you down? And I'm like, oh, we're not engaging in conversation.
Oh, my gosh. But is there something kind of mature in the fact he rang you?
Yes.
Is it a bit intense? I think it's quite mature to ring.
He rang. I picked up. I was going to put the phone straight down. And he had me on the phone for about 10 minutes. So fair play.
No. I bet you this guy works in sales. He's used to cold calls.
I mean, he had a bit, he defo had a bit of the gift of the gab. Like, he was a bit of a geezer. Like, he was, and I do quite like that, but I won't be meeting up with him.
So his conversion rate was not solid, was it not, Soph?
No, but this is the problem. Maybe it is better to speak within the app, because then I have numbers on my phone where they're just not saved.
Yeah, I used to save them, like, based on the app I found them on. Yeah. So I used to have like a Peter Bumble, Tom Bumble.
Yeah, blah, 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 Hinge. Yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Tinder.
Oh, God. And then if you end up removing that, it means it's actually gone quite far, probably.
Yeah. They're not that. Yeah, if you actually start dating them, you're like, no, absolutely not. Though I remember bumping into, basically, there was a guy that I matched with. Oh God, actually, I probably did ghost without thinking about it. Anyway, I matched with him and we were going to go on a date, and just one of them, you know, like when it just never you never really find the time, or like it just like doesn't like marry up or whatever. So that was fine. And then I was like working at this like Taste of London, which is almost like a market kind of thing. Whoa. And this guy comes up to me and he was like, are you Robin? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, really random, like, I'm Peter. And I was like, Peter. And he's like, yeah, Peter from Bumble. And I'm just like, how did that guy just like spot me? Like, and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't, if unless I was dating someone, I wouldn't really like know what they looked like if it was just like the odd chat on, do you know what I mean? On the app.
Girl.
And I mean, he was so lovely, thankfully. But I just thought, gosh, you don't really think about these apps, do you? Like,
no, I know. Like, it is a difficult. I mean, talking of apps, well, number one, I am the Plenty of Fish ambassador, and this is a fact about Plenty of Fish. You know, I should know.
Shut
this.
Up. Well, are you so?
But no, this is for Plenty of Fish, though.
Hello, my name is Mark Thompson, your guide aboard the Constellation Station podcast. Tune in every Monday for your weekly guide to all things going on in the skies above the UK that week. From meteor showers to comets and eclipses to supernova explosions, I will have it all. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you get your podcasts from. But until then, let's hope for some clear skies.
So dating site Plenty of Fish found that, actually, I'm going to get you, well, you might have seen it. Guess how many percentage of millennials have been ghosted at least once?
Should I have seen this? I've not seen this.
No, only because it's on the...
Oh, right. Okay, so Robin's not done her homework as well. Soph's just saying, guys.
No, but this is good. We can catch her off guard. What percentage? I mean...
What percentage of millennials have been ghosted?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Got to be like 70%.
AC. Close.
80. It's, yeah.
I mean, in some capacity, almost everyone has, surely.
Yeah. I don't really remember if I ever have, but I also was never... I'm not a great communicator over...
Robin just accidentally ghosts herself, or like she's the one that ghosts the conversation, doesn't even realise. And then, so she's never been ghosted, guys. She just doesn't reply. You can't fucking ghost Robin. She'll do it for her.
Oh my God, it's too accurate, isn't it? I don't know why. I don't know. But I'm a ringer. I'm a voice noter. I'm a definitely like meet up kind of, like I even do it like, see when I was on Bumble for Friends?
Yeah.
I'm 90% sure I ghosted people on there.
Well, funny you should say that, because psychologist Mary Hoang says this is no longer a dating phenomenon, but it now applies to professional and personal relationships, which is so true. Because
yeah,
there has been times, well, you know, like you said there, Bumble for Friends, but also, yeah, in real life, colleague relationships or whatever, like I do feel like there's a lot more kind of like sort of cutting off or just ignoring people. I think it's a lot more kind of like normalized to cut people from your life that are not kind of like, you know, adding anything. Like I think that that's quite a big thing at the moment. It's like, you know, if you, I don't know, if people aren't treating you right or whatever, it's kind of like, right, well, I'm just gonna like sort of cut them out and not engage with them, rather than like, I don't know, I think I'm quite like a nice person, and I think sometimes like I won't do that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I do want to play like devil's advocate though, and just say like, do you think that it is that people are getting ghosted, or do you think it's just that, see, because everyone's got a phone and everyone's always on their phone and all of that, I sometimes think that people have a higher expectation of like access to you than they ever had before. Do you know what I mean by that? I don't know. I feel like people's expectations, like I see all these things and they're just like, if you're down and your friend isn't ringing you like every day, like they're not a friend and all this. And I'm just like, people have lives and like you don't know what's going on in their lives. And I just think there's this weird expectation of like having constant access to everyone. And yeah. I even find it like, you know, in work and things like that, like someone will send an email at like 4:30 on a Friday and follow up at 10 a.m. on a Monday. And I'm like, are you okay, hon?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Like, are you actually okay? Because when you actually do the math on that, you sent me that email like 2.5 hours of working hours ago.
Yeah, no, I see what you mean. I think you're right. And I think I am victim of this because I am so accessible and I'm on my phone all the time and I reply to everyone all the time. I expect that of other people, which is probably not necessarily right, because, you know, previously, years ago, We didn't have phones. We didn't have that.
That's what I mean.
I think that's something that I need to understand a bit more and kind of like appreciate, because I get like that. But that's because I just think I'm very good at communicating like with people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do get it. There's like, you know, there's always the argument it takes 2 minutes, and I do understand that. But for me, it's the brain space. Like,
yeah,
for me, it's like, and if I know as well, like, say if I'm in the middle of doing something and then I go on my phone to reply to a friend, I'll get stuck on there. And suddenly I'm, yeah, you know, 20 minutes, yeah, deep into TikTok or whatever it might be. And that's not their fault that I have no self-control. But
yeah,
it does mean that if I'm trying to get stuff done, I do just put my phone on airplane mode, or, you know what I mean? And sometimes I go back and I'm like, I'm really sorry. I don't, like, it'll take me three business days to get back to you, you know? But yeah, I find it hard. I think as well, see, because of the crossover between work and social now, it's, I don't know, I just find it, everything demands your time, like, instantly.
Yeah, yeah.
I know dating's different because obviously it's usually an indication of if you like them or not, because there's a general rule, yeah, you're kind of by your phone waiting, you know, if you really like them.
Well, this is the thing. So I did a panel for Talk 20s that was like, why can't I find love? And we had a psychologist on the panel.
Mm.
And she was interesting because I think her views were pretty like down the line, like quite strong. I felt like some of them I massively agreed with, and then some of them I wasn't as sure. Like, but she sort of said, because I said about the whole, you know, when you're dating again, it's like, you don't want to get into this cycle, but it's like, do I text them back? And, you know, if they've read my message or if they haven't, and like, how long do you leave it until you text back and all of this? And she was a bit, she basically just was like, that's really silly. Like, you shouldn't do that. You know, if someone likes you, they like you. And she said, you know, she went on it was like her 30th date or whatever. She'd been solidly dating, and then she met the guy that she's with now. And, you know, as soon as they left the date, they were just texting each other all night. So I do think it's that if you wanted to, you would. And like, if you felt that connection, of course you're going to. And that is unfortunate. And I think that some people as well, they're like, oh, I've got ghosted, they're so rude, da, 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 da. But yeah, maybe they just weren't feeling it. And like, that was the best way they thought to kind of cut it off, because they maybe felt a bit bad. But I think this is where I'm at now. I'm like, if you know, you know. They're not gonna not text you. Even if they're like busy, they'll be like, I'm really busy today, I can't text you until, you know, later this evening, but have a great day.
Yeah. Or you're kind of like on the same level. Like, I remember when I met one of my ex-boyfriends, and he was like, oh, like, you know, when are you free for a date? And apparently, I don't even remember this, but apparently it was like 3 weeks past Saturday or something like that, was like when I was actually available, because at the time I was like at college and, you know, I was there Monday to Friday and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, for him, that was great. That's actually why he was like, oh, I need to see her, because he was like, oh, she's on like the same page as me, like she's got stuff going on and da da da. So what I mean is like, for someone else that might have been like, oh, well, she obviously doesn't want to see me, but then for like a person that's the right kind of match in that sense, then actually for them, they're like, oh, actually, you know, we're on the same wavelength. And, you know what I mean? And I think that's when it becomes like important to try and find like your match. Like, none of it's right or wrong in a way. Like, I never really text. Like, when I met Mark, my partner now, I remember being like, meeting him on the Monday, not texting at all. Him texting, all, I'll take you out on Thursday, that was it. And not texting at all. And then on the Wednesday, he just texted me and said, oh, I'll see you tomorrow.
Wow, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we didn't text for like 4 days or anything like that.
Yeah,
and then after that, I was like, oh, let's go on the next date and the next. So I think if you're on the same wavelength, I actually don't think it matters.
No, I agree with that. Like, I do like texting, to be fair, but that's more just because if you get on with someone, especially if it's like a new thing with a guy, like it's quite fun, you know, like you're back and forth or whatever. But equally, I do agree with that, because like, I think if you just say that you're going to meet them, I think it's about knowing that, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Like, you need to have not the support that you know that they're going to, what's the word? It begins with R, I think. But basically,
reassurance, like the reassurance. Yeah.
Reassurance. So like, I personally need reassurance. Like, I don't need to speak to them all the time. It's not that. But I feel like, I think if you are speaking to them quite a lot, you almost, it's embedded that reassurance, because they're texting you back. So you think, okay, well, they're thinking about me. But if they just don't, and they don't necessarily like organize the next thing or whatever, I just don't think you're getting that reassurance.
Yes.
Like, someone just said, if a guy said, you know, I really like you, I'm just really busy, I want to see you then, da, 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 I'd be like, fucking mint. Yeah, fine. No worries. I'm busy too. I'll see
maybe
you
you're right. Like, yeah, maybe it's like the intention is the real thing, isn't it? It's like the kind of like, we've got a date in the diary, so we know we're going to see each other. So it's fine if we don't chat up until then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think as well, like, if you're doubting it, it's, oh, I hate to say it, but you're probably right. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
Like, whereas, see, when it's horrible to say, because I know it doesn't feel good, because usually you know straight away pretty much, don't you? If someone just genuinely is busy, or if, like, they are just ditching your calls or not that bothered, or...
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible though, isn't it?
It is. It is really horrible. And it's hard to see, like I don't date very often. And, like, I think a part of that is genuinely just because I'm a bit, I can't be bothered with it. Like, it is just draining and it can be upsetting. And if you like someone and they don't like, it's just a bit shit. So I'm just like, do you know what? I'll just see what happens. But, like, seeing my friends go through it as well. Like, I had a friend not that long ago and, like, you know, she dated him quite a few times, talking about Christmas, what they're going to, you know, oh, he was talking about this, that, the other and whatever. And he just turned around and, like, was just like, nah. And, like, I don't know, I suppose at least he turned around and said no.
I was just about to say that, at least he actually did that. Not that he deserves a medal, but yeah.
Yeah, but like, even that is horrible. So let alone if they just go off grid and don't reply. Like, it is a really mean thing to do if you've been seeing each other quite a lot.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, I think there's just no risk. That's a complete lack of respect to do that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any excuse for that.
Yeah.
If you've been dating someone and they don't want to see you anymore, I think as well it's quite cowardly. It's because they don't have the balls to say.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Say something. So another one for you. Bumble attempts to fix this issue by asking new users to vow not to ghost. I mean.
Oh, God.
You can say a lot of things. You can vow not to, I don't know, cheat on them or vow not, I don't know. Like, I mean.
I wonder who's enforcing it, the Bumble police. If you're like, no, sorry, you ghosted. Wait, you know what? They might, to be fair. But then how do they know the conversation hadn't just come to an end?
I'm pretty sure if you want to unmatch some people, sometimes it comes up with options and things like that, like, oh, what happened? Or like, or it'll ask, like, did you meet this person and stuff like that. I mean, I to be fair, obviously people are going to do what they want. But if when they log into the app, it does say, you know, like, try not to do these things or whatever, at least it's like in your face. So you're like, oh, okay.
Can you imagine they just gave them like a little Uber rating, like 4 stars, most likely to ghost.
They should do that. They should have a savage rating app.
No, no one would ever date me. Not that I need someone now, but you know what I mean? They would be like, I would have no friends.
Oh my God, yeah. Well, I mean, it's very Black Mirror, that, isn't it? They have that in that episode where they like race each other or whatever, like each other on that one. It's like,
so if it's happening, yeah. They reckon we're going to be dating an AI soon anyway, don't they? Like, literally putting on, like, goggles and, like, going on dates.
Well, I didn't know you were going to say that. I thought you were maybe going to say that they're going to use AI to, like, choose your dates, which I wouldn't mind that.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
They've got all the information about me. Why not? It's basically being like...
Yeah, but to be fair, Soph, you're a special case because you essentially did do that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I think my tap's on.
Oh.
Fuck. Sorry, one sec.
Oh, my God. Soph has a ghost.
Don't say that.
She's got a ghost in the house, people. And it's not the kind of ghosting we're talking about. It's a real life ghost. Maybe it's one of her exes. Maybe one of your exes is like, oh, yeah, Soph, you don't like ghosting? Here we go. Haunting you, honey.
I hope not. Oh, my God. Also, very quick side note. The audacity of some men, right?
This is not going to be a quick side note, so buckle up.
Well, right. I hope they don't listen to this podcast, but I really doubt they do. But I was speaking to a guy for a while and like we were dating and I thought it was potentially going somewhere, but we never really spoke about it. I was quite casual about it. It is what it is. It's fine. Like the last time I saw him, I actually kind of said to him a bit. I ended up like we were on a bit of a night out or whatever and he was just up in Manchester and he wanted to come back to me or whatever. And I actually was really strong and I was just like, no, like I just... don't want to do this. I was just, I don't know, like I just felt a bit shit about it. And yeah, and he was texting me like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of was a bit honest with him. And I was like, look, I just don't, I like, I want to be with someone that's actually wants something and not like, you know.
So I'm proud
anyway,
of you.
I know. I was proud of myself, to be fair, because I knew that then that would ruin the relationship that we had. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I knew that it would make it
awkward.
It was casual anyway.
Yeah.
We weren't anything. I'm not saying that, but I just can't be bothered with it, to be honest. And then I posted out going to Dubai and he was like, oh, have you got your own hotel room? I'm coming. And I was like,
sorry.
I was like,
no, you're not.
What do you mean? You're coming. I was like, it's a fucking girls trip and you're not... What? Like you hardly speak to me at all, like at all. You're like, we don't really speak. And then you're just going to like come to Dubai with me, like, and ruin my holiday. I don't think so.
And ruin my holiday. Dead.
But like the audacity of some guys. I'm just like I wouldn't even put it past him. Like I genuinely think he'd get on a plane and just come and...
shut up.
But I'm like,
just rock.
Obviously,
up.
That can be fun sometimes, but like, I'm going with one of my best gal pals.
Yeah, there's a fine line, isn't there, by being like assertive and like exciting and things like that. And then,
yeah, no. Yeah. If he said to me, should we go to Dubai? I'd say, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course you would.
That's a very different story.
He's not just jumping on your bandwagon, the audacity.
The audacity. But yeah, just like, this is the thing, you know, ghosting's one thing, but I think the whole dating world at the moment is hard. And then if it's not ghosting, it's something else. If it's not this, it's something, do you know what I mean? It's just...
Watch this though. Soph's going to go to Dubai and she's going to ghost me. She's going to say, sorry, Robs, I am not coming home. I've found the love of my life.
I'll take this in my suitcase in case I end up just staying there forever.
That's it, babe. Take your mic off because you can't possibly do it without.
Take the mic off,
not the mic off. Amazing. I feel like we've dissected ghosting, you know. I mean, I feel like in conclusion, we've kind of figured out that like it depends kind of what stage you're at, whether it's real ghosting. But I don't know if I'm a bit savage. I think maybe some people are a bit more sensitive than me. Fair. It is like, you know, anytime anyone doesn't reply, it's rude. Well, it's rude, but in my eyes, it's not really ghosting. But, you know.
I think you're right. I think I actually do agree with you. I just think that I struggle because I'm a communicator. But I agree. Like, I think that's right. In a dating capacity, I think that people should have a level of respect for each other, and ghosting is a rude thing to do. I mean, let's grow up. We're not teenagers. Like, come on, you can tell people the real reason, or even if it's not the real reason, just make it up.
I know.
Because you don't know how much it's going to affect that person. Like, let's say, you know, they might then take that, you know, for the next few years, like thinking about, you know, what they did wrong or what it was. So I think, yeah, it can really mess with people. So just be aware of that. Like, you texting them, even if it's just to say, yeah, you know, not feeling it, or even just anything, is so much better than not saying anything. So much better.
Yeah, it is. Sometimes you got to face the music and it's not fun, is it?
No.
No. Well, thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Loose Lips. Of course, we're back again on Friday with our bonus episodes, Extra Lippy. If you have any dilemmas, you want to chat, come and get involved. It's so much fun, Extra Lippy. We love it, don't we, Soph?
We definitely do. And please keep sending them in. You can email contact@looselipspodcast.com or at the Loose Lips Podcast. Or you can get us on our personal Instagrams at Sophie Brown or at Robin Rellawalk. I did that all in one breath, at Robin Richford with a Y.
Do you know why she did it in one breath? Because she actually finally got the email address correct.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud. I'm so proud. She's grown. She's grown.
Bye, everyone.
See you next week.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.